Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. That right there is Big Jerv. That's Black Trey. Today on Bomb, we got... So let's go on to Atlanta. The whole shit was because this nigga wanted to... Oh, wouldn't it be cool if
him?
I was Tyler Perry? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you didn't know that was him. I didn't give a fuck. I was so over the episode. Like, I was like, yo, why is this dude so weird? Like, God, yo, I just.
Oh, you didn't like it? I thought it was funny.
It had funny moments. I guess this is my thing, Trey. When this show first started, I felt there was a story. This guy is trying to make it. This guy is his cousin. He's trying to do it too. This is his baby mom's. There's some tensions there. This is their homeboy over here who gets high and is funny. There was a story. And like, while at least this season has them in every episode, which sounds like a wild fucking request to even have to make. Can we have the main characters in the show, right? Beyond that, just it's just a bunch of like, oh, this shit happened. But it doesn't tie in a bigger story. I don't think the episode was bad. I wish there was an actual story they were telling.
You've got like 4 episodes left in the entire shit. At what point are you going to tell us about the people that we watch the show for?
I mean, they did. To be fair, Jerv, this season has been about the people that we watch the show for. But it's just meaningless stories.
I mean, who is his daughter what? like what the fuck? I don't care. Like, oh, she has it. It's like this little, like, no disrespect.
It's not about the daughter. It's about.
No, I mean, I hear you. I know.
It's about the baby moms. What's her name? Van. It's about Van.
I mean, it's also this deeper thing about how. I mean, whatever.
And it's also about Van's leggings. That too. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, no. Look, the episode technically is about Van, but as I said. He wanted to do what was the dude he did 2 seasons ago when he was in Whiteface?
Oh, the sign that was the first sign that we were about to get these type of seasons.
The piano, the like he had a voice like this, whatever. It's like he just wants to play dress up and makeup and do a voice. I'm like, all right, bro, go ahead.
He's so artsy.
I know.
He's so talented. I mean, he's such a creative. I mean, he thinks so out of the box.
I'm glad Jerv has finally come. Trey might take a while because Trey.
Yeah, I'll fuck with him, man.
Because Trey's in those circles. Trey's in those circles. Me and Jerv represent niggas who are not in those circles. So like, it's easier for us to be like, fuck out of here, man.
You niggas, man. So fucking
Like the funniest thing, Trey, of the episode was the movie posters in the background.
Yes.
Yeah.
I laughed at them shits, man. I laughed at that shits.
Yo, do y'all think Tyler Perry like do you think like when he sees these niggas in the streets that be like so, be doing these like does he like yo what's up?
So real talk, the Boondocks one, he got fucking pissed. He got pissed, and because, you know, Boondocks is on Adult Swim. Adult Swim is owned by Time Warner. Time Warner also does TBS. So Tyler Perry had, like, that bajillion-dollar deal where he's like, meet the Browns and meet the this and meet the that, all with TBS. He literally called up Turner and, like, complained about that. That's why they never play that episode.
That's
a classic fucking episode.
That's how you do it, by the way.
Chocolate, bro, that shit was fucking funny, man.
I mean, it's a funny name. It's a funny – don't get me wrong. It's a funny name. But the like
sandwich was funny. Like it was a good
spot. Yeah, I mean look, it wasn't a bad episode. It's just
the janitor boy just popping. Yo, looks like if you ever need a refrigerator or your pipes clean.
But see, I peeped all that. I'm like, oh, this is like the classic nigga from a Tyler Perry movie. You always gotta like the maintenance man always
type boy.
Yeah, Shamar Moore in a white beater. Brother. In a white beater every single time.
That
right?
Was supposed to be the tease of him.
Yeah. I'll tell you what was funny, the fact that everybody there had like multiple jobs.
Yes.
Like the security guy was also the intern. Like, yeah,
and niggas had the fake M16s in the front, bro. It was watching that shit. I was laughing.
But overall, man, I mean, I'm just like at this point, I'm like, I'm watching it just to watch it, and we'll get up out of here, man. I've given up like Jerv said, what, 4 more episodes? All right, man, let's get to this. You give us 4 more of
that shit again.
Yeah, you artsy ass nigga.
Like, yo, if I don't get Paperboy these last fucking 4 episodes, man.
Trey talking on panels and shit, man. He can't.
this is Trevon. Trevon.
Hey, Jerv, you see the one? You see the picture where he's standing? He got his foot up like the Captain Morgan, nigga.
Oh yeah, nigga. I seen that, Jerv. I said, look at this nigga got the sky and shit behind him.
Hey, you know how niggas get them awkward GQ photos?
Yes, like COVID. Like, COVID. Hold on. They told you. Did they say put your foot up here like Captain Morgan?
Shout out to Mark C, man. Dope ass photographer. Mark C made me feel like a model, bro. He's like, hey, stand up there. Put your leg up, bro. Okay.
I would have been like Captain Morgan.
Put your leg up.
I was too serious because Taraji P. Henson was right there waiting to get her shit done. So I couldn't really.
That was your chance. That was your chance, man.
I was chilling, man. She was like, I like your photos. And I just kept it moving.
I love how you're just casually just dropping this shit in.
I had to, man.
The funny thing is, the only reason they're in the same place is because their names both start with T.
That's a fact. She didn't know who the fuck I was. She didn't even know I existed. Probably didn't even give a fuck about anything after that. You know what I'm saying? We literally was all lined up. And the only person who I did not see and she didn't allow nobody by her was Tracee Ellis Ross. She had her mask on and she was not fucking with no. Like, even a photographer had to shoot her from like deep.
She's on her COVID protocol.
Yeah, she is not fucking around.
Shout out to her, man.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I mean, I believe it. CultureCon was very beautiful. It was dope. It was homecoming for creatives. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, you know, we did the Yard Runners. Biden Kennedy did the Yard Runners. Sorry, we didn't put your university there. But
Have y'all had homecoming yet, Jerv?
No, that's in 2 weeks, good brother.
Are you going?
Yes, I'm
in. Listen, the pandemic has robbed this man of two.
Three.
Oh. Three. Oh man. Three. So Joe's coming in with the parachute, like just the blue and white parachute.
Hey, listen, this nigga is about to be found in
a made out of do-rag material.
He's gonna be throwing up all this bullshit. You know,
nah, brother, we're gonna be responsible adults out there, you know what I'm saying?
Also, I want to clear up my DMP. I had a very non-trauma muscle spasm in my neck. I took drugs for the first time in my life. That was kind of weird. I had Percocets, Valium, and I got a shot of Ortolan in my neck, which was not great. It was a big ass needle. Being off the perks was just funny because I don't know how people would actually take them to
and they go to have fun, right? Like, yes. I thought the same thing. I'm like, how are y'all doing this shit?
Yeah, it was not. I did not get this experience that Future must be getting with that shit because I was very wobbly. I was very giddy. I slept.
Josh giddy.
I slept mad long. Yeah, and it just wasn't great. But in the result, I can no longer have caffeine and alcohol. So
ever again?
Ever again. And
what?
Yes. So that's something that's very tough.
Hold on. What do you mean? Why can't you never have it ever again?
I have a spot on my liver enzyme.
No.
Yeah.
The fuck is that? It's
my kidneys, nigga. My liver.
Damn.
But the thing is, it can go.
I feel like a dick now. I'm sorry, but, man.
I just have to be very stern with this shit.
Can't wait for the first cookout when nigga says, "Don't be no bitch."
I actually went out Friday and we were at Mr. Purple. And nice. Yeah, open bar. So everybody's just drunk.
Oh, damn.
Everybody's drunk around me and I'm ordering my bitch ass ordering a cranberry juice. And you know, somebody says, "This nigga got a cranberry juice."
Oh, no.
You're not taking shots. And I'm like,
Shirley Temple ass nigga.
Damn, I'm like, doctor's orders, man. I can't drink. And they was like, oh, okay. Then another thing.
Wait, how did they find out?
Blood test. Because I did all the blood work and stuff like that. And
for the neck?
Nah, just in general. Like, you know, you just come in.
No, I feel like I don't want to find out.
But oh, yeah.
Don't take my.
But through the ER shit, I just wasn't even really thinking about that shit. So when I went, they just made sure
they did all that shit, yeah.
And my cholesterol was mad fucking high.
For real?
Fuck yeah.
Dog, it's crazy to me. Every time I get my blood taken and they tell me, like, yo, your cholesterol is perfect. I'm like, how? Nigga, all I eat is fried food.
Nigga, I was 220 over 200.
Damn.
Exactly.
You look like comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Hey, so if niggas
worst
see
cholesterol
me,
ever.
If niggas see me looking deathly, that means this is this new diet.
Damn.
And I'm just skinny, bro. I'm just skinny. That's it.
Pour out a little liquor.
A lot of shit I can't eat now because Sean invited me to fucking eat Italian food. And I'm like,
oh my.
On my diet, I can't have nothing.
You're like, can I have the salad? And like, sure. And the
well, it's like I'm basically a pescatarian. They say I can have fish. I can't have any fried foods. And I can't have sugar. And I can't have, like, this shit's about to be boring in a stretch. So.
Damn, bro.
It's a lot.
That's the only thing I think about. Like, I should be more mindful because at least now I'd have a choice as opposed to you get to a point where you don't have a choice.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not really. And I was telling Donald, Charles, the Donald friend of the show, that I'm an extremist. Niggas told me cut back, but I can't have one drink. And be like, oh, I'm going to be all
right. Right, you know, right.
Like, my shit is like, I'm like, yo, I can't drink, bro. Like,
can you do wine? You can't even do wine?
No.
Oh, man.
That's some shit with the most sugar and shit. That's probably the worst thing
that's
you could have, right?
Like candy, all that shit. Because, you know, I was out here going crazy. And I think that was the thing. Like, my, you know, I got here and lost my mind. I was eating fucking everything.
Trey, the rich lifestyle done fucked your body up, man. You know how rich you have to be, Jerv? For your body to be like, whoa, we wasn't ready for all that.
Hey, man. To be fair, my pockets are going to be very fluffy, man.
That's the one thing. When you quit drinking, you find out, like, oh, smoke shit. Like,
weed, well, man. Think about my – bro, I haven't used my kitchen yet.
Damn, we about to Hello Fresh this man. Can we get some Hello Fresh sponsorship in here?
I knew I could tell your kitchen ain't never. Yo, that's exactly why I didn't do shit in your house. I just fucking went from the couch to the bathroom and the bathroom to the couch. I didn't want to venture in the kitchen. I wasn't getting no glass of water.
Hey, Jerb, you would have opened that fridge and it still would have the plastic from like when it was first delivered.
It's so brand new. It's literally nothing in there now.
Shit probably would have had like a bottle of water, a Gatorade, and some fucking vitamins.
I did have three different types of water in there. I have like sparkling, a Rofer sparkling, steel, and all this other stuff. But now I got beet juice and celery juice in there. And man.
Beet juice is nasty.
It's not great. I'm not enjoying this journey right now.
Beet juice is ass. Oh,
I drink a celery juice, a beet juice, and about 64 ounces of water a day.
Oh man, yo, celery juice and beet
juice. Like, even my Chipotle order was whack. Like, it was depressing pushing the shit. I'm like,
you can't even get no beans on them joints.
You out on carbs too, right?
No corn. No, it's a low carb. It's a low carb.
No tortilla.
No pizza. None of that shit. It's hurt. It hurt.
And you just found the fly pizza.
Man, it sucks, man. It sucks.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
This wealth. Hopefully, at the end of the year, when I go back to see the doctor, he can give me the thumbs up that my cholesterol is down. And
well, the cholesterol thing is just right now because it's out of control, right?
Yes. You
haven't gotten a script for like Lipitor or anything like that, have you?
Nah.
All right.
Once I get in the clear, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can start eating, but I'll have to be mindful about
eating.
But alcohol is done. Alcohol and caffeine is done. So, Jer, we can burn. I can smoke weed with niggas, but I cannot drink.
It's all good, bro. We got call Styles P. Get you on the pharmacy for life plan, yo. You know what I mean, beloved. We gotta get you with the Irish sea moss mixed with the zinc or whatever.
See, I was already doing that, man. So like, that's the whack shit about it. Like having a smoothie. I have a smoothie every day.
Ew. And you was already on the borderline of a nigga that wasn't going to have like the fly smoothies. You was about to have the RT. You know the whatever the fuck all like the shit that the wheat grass and all that type shit.
You know, I'll be going all the way up to Harlem, bro, to get the real Jamaican shots, bro, the African, you know.
Oh yeah
the horny.
Yo, you get that shit over on 125th and Madison.
You already know
Yo, that's my cousin's spot. Well, that's not his spot, but like that's the spot
that's
right
where
by
hang out. No, it's cracking. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good spot up there. You know what I mean? You gotta be welcomed by them good people up there, though. Can't just come on up there.
Dog, I know.
If a nigga don't know you, they ain't gonna say nothing.
I know.
Try it.
For Black Trey, Big Jerb, I'm Amino Hassan, saying stay black, motherfuckers.